CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. Script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 10th of December 2017. Here are the main news headlines. Croatians get 5 MHz plus top band extensions. RSGB Raspberry Pi lecture online. MSF maintenance shutdown. On the 24th of November, the Croatian Regulatory Authority published changes to the rules on amateur radio communications in the Republic of Croatia. According to these changes, Croatian radio amateurs now have access to WRC 1560 meter amateur secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz with 15 watts EIRP. They now also have access to the 160 meter top band from 1810 to 2000 kHz with 1.5 kilowatts maximum power, from 1810 to 1850 kHz and 1 kilowatt between 1850 and 2000 kHz. The RSGB has released the video of the RSGB Convention 2017 Raspberry Pi lecture by Mike Richards, G4WNC. Members can view it via the RSGB video portal. Mike's presentation includes a range of practical Pi projects to encourage people to get their Raspberry Pi out of the drawer and into use. These include a data modes terminal using FLDIGI and WSJTX and a DVB-T dongle receiver, and using the Pi to control things around the shack. Also released this week were the latest developments in IOTA by the IOTA management team and 51LYC brings Puka Puka Atoll OC089 in North Cook Islands on the air. Catchy title, by Cesar Trifu, V3LYC. All three can be found via the RSGB video portal, rsgb.org/videos. The MSF 60 kHz time and frequency signal broadcast from Anthorn radio station will be shut down on the 14th of December from 1000 to 1400 UTC. The interruption to the transmission is required to allow maintenance work to be carried out safely. The MSF radio signal is a dedicated time broadcast that provides an accurate and reliable source of UK civil time based on the NPL time scale UTC. The Codebreakers Wall is a specially reserved area in the grounds of Bletchley Park for veterans, their families and supporters of Bletchley Park to have their names engraved into a brick to share with loved ones for many years to come. A digital version of the wall is now available, soon that is, so that you can search for names, locate bricks in the Codebreakers Wall and discover the stories behind the bricks. Go to www.bletchleypark.org.uk to learn more. A meeting was held on the 2nd of December between the President of IARU Region 1 and President of the European Radio Amateurs Organisation. Also present were the Chairman of IARU Region 1 Spectrum and Regulatory Liaison Committee and the Secretary General of URAO, that's EURAO. The meeting was held against a background of both IARU Region 1 and EURAO having letters of understanding with CEPT, enabling participation in the work of CEPT. Both organisations accepted. They had shared objectives, identified some specific areas for interworking, and will continue a constructive dialogue in the future. Due to a change in work circumstances and significantly increased workload, Sarah McGarvey, 2I0SSW, has reluctantly decided she needs to step down from her RSGB board responsibilities and thus has tendered her resignation as an elected board member of the RSGB. The chairman and board would like to thank Sarah for her contribution to the society, especially associated with IOTA 2017. Sarah will be continuing with her deputy regional manager role in Northern Ireland. Details of all the board and regional vacancies are in the January 2018 RADCOM, along with information about the nomination process. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, No rallies in the diary before Christmas, but on the 29th of December, the Yeovil Amateur Radio Club Tabletop Rally takes place at Sparkford Village Hall, Church Road, Sparkford in Somerset, BA227JN. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of RSGB News at Radcom, or on the put on something to put on the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Our list of rallies for 2018 is still looking very thin, so if you're a rally organiser, please let us know the details as soon as possible. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Leicester W8YCM will be on the air in January 2018. A 6 Yankee 6 Yankee from Westmoreland Parish in Negril, Jamaica, IOTA NA097. Activity holiday style, various HF bands, QSL home call. Elvira IV3FSG is on the air as E44YL from Bethlehem until the 18th of December. Activities on the HF bands, including CWSSB, RTTY and various digital modes, QSL via IK3GES. Rich PA3RRS is operating as 9 mic 2 mic Radio Sierra from Penang Island, ASO15, until the 31st of January. Activity 40 to 10 metres using CWSSB and PSK QSL home call. Ulmar DK1C is on the air as V5 stroke call sign near Omaruru in Namibia until the 15th of December. Activity 8 to 10 metres using CW and SAM-SSB, QSL home call. Special event news now, the main special event station news GB17 YOTA for Youngsters on the Air month. This call sign will be aired by clubs up and down the country during the month of December. Today the 10th sees Mid-Ulster ARC operating it. King's School Radio Club in Ottery St Mary, Devon, takes up the mantle on Monday. Worcester Radio Amateurs Association are on the air on the 12th, followed by Aberystwyth and District ARS on the 13th and Swansea Radio Society on the 14th. Silcote School Radio Club will bring it to life on the 15th, and Durham and District ARS takes to the airwaves on the 16th and 17th. A list of activations can be found on page 8 of the December edition of Radcom. Commemorating the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification, Hong Kong licensed radio amateurs are being allowed to use the special prefix VR20 on a voluntary basis until the 30th of June next year. WT23WOP from the Republic of Korea is on the air until February 2018 for the 23rd Olympic Winter Games. Activities on the HF bands, QSL via HL1IWD. The traditional Santa Claus land station OH9SCL is operating during December from Finnish Lapland. Activity mostly 160 to 10 metres using all modes, including FT8, QSLOH9AB. Now for the contest news, this week's ARRL 10 metre contest ends its run at 23:59 UTC today the 10th. Using CW and phone only, the exchange's signal report and serial number, American Canadian stations will also exchange their state or province. On Tuesday, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC, immediately followed by the 432 MHz UK activity contest using all modes. That's from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same, signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group's winter marathon continues. There are no set operating times. Just work as many locator squares as you can. You can upload your log as many times as you like whilst you build your score. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, the effects of the high-speed solar wind from another coronal hole saw the K-index climb to 5 on Tuesday and remain relatively high throughout Wednesday and Thursday. The ionosphere took a hit and daytime maximum usable frequencies struggled to exceed 18 megs at times. By Thursday, conditions were starting to improve a bit, but the HF bands were still noisy with a distinct lack of signals. The solar disk also remained fairly unblemished by sunspots, other than one very tiny group of three that saw the solar flux index climb, if that is the right word, to 68. This will most likely be the trend for the next 18 months or so as we experience the end of solar cycle 24. Daytime critical frequencies have been around 5 to 6 MHz, which means 60 and 80 metres remain the best bands for UK-wide short skip in daylight. Nighttime critical frequencies of around 3 MHz mean 80 metres is largely closed to short skip, although both it and 40 metres are potentially open to longer distances. This weekend, another coronal hole is rotating into an Earth-facing position, and NOAA predicts we may have disturbed geomagnetic conditions from Monday the 11th through to Wednesday the 13th. Conditions should then be more settled through to the next weekend. The solar flux index is predicted to continue to hover around the 68 to 70 mark, and with such a poor prognosis for HF, it might be worth concentrating on nighttime DX or looking at using more efficient data modes, such as PSK or FT8 on the 20 and 30 metre bands during daylight. Now VHF and up, this week the nights of the 13th and 14th see the peak of the Geminids, one of the largest meteor showers of the year. The zenithal hourly rate, or ZHR, is an idealised number for the visually observed meteors seen under a moonless sky with the radiant at the zenith. There'll be many more meteor reflections observed than this number. The Geminids has ZHR rate of 120, so look for plenty of good strong meteor bursts on the lower VHF bands. As well as the usual digimodes, SSB and CWQSOs can often be made in this shower. If you get your operating technique nice and slick, there's no moonlight on Wednesday night, so if the skies are clear, go outside and take a look for bright meteors. We are in a cold northerly weather pattern this week with minor troughs running south and small lows developing. This type of weather is very poor for tropo. That leaves just a hope of some rain or snow scatter on the gigahertz band for some of the heavy wintry showers, which will be fairly commonplace near the coasts. More organised areas of rain and snow may affect some areas during the week. As usual, use the various radar visualisation tools online to track the precipitation. Moon declination goes negative on Monday night and losses are rising as the moon moves away. Due to this, EME opportunities will be shorter and signals lower. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.